Pep. But disappointing night for you, no doubt.
Yes, absolutely. Disappointing for all of us. First of all, obviously for the result. Mostly for it. I think the game started... the game started the way that we wanted. We controlled the first half, we dominated. We clearly had more control on the chances, but in the end of the day, I think... I thought that we were going to grow into a game that would finish with a draw in the first half, despite that we had clear chances to score in that first half. I think the goal had an impact on the game, but it's about us to put a hand up because we need to defend better those situations. We saw that in Reading. We saw it again today here. We work on it, but obviously we need to clarify and what more, we need to be strong on those situations because it's a goal that comes out of nowhere and it changes the whole game. Afterwards, the game is tough because it's a physical side. They will sit defending that result and try to catch us on the break. And we need to hold our hand up because we lacked a little bit of tempo on the second half to be able to unlock them or to be able to be more effective in the box with some dangerous crosses that we had and some attacking situations that we had. So it's a disappointing night for those reasons.
You made changes very early in the second half. There was a bit of surprise that Jeremy Beller was withdrawn. Was there a reason that you chose him to come off?
Yeah, I think it was actually started the second half very good and very lively in the first half as well, but he was having a few problems on the groin in the halftime. Medical staff told me that it's for precaution. We should think about it because I could not afford to lose a player there. So that was the reason, really.
He'd been stretching in the penalty area early in the second half, so that was...
Yeah, exactly.
And you gave Odin an opportunity today and Jefferson came on. Jefferson got quite a few crosses into the box, but they defended them well.
Yeah, I think their disposition with the two centre-backs was strong and the people in front of them made it very hard for Jude today to find the spaces, so we thought we would revert it a little bit and go with two forwards, with Juki who would keep hold of the back line more and Odin who could play off him, so we'll have more players in the box and then with Montero came on, we needed there would be crosses, but obviously unfortunately for us those crosses could not end up on goal, so that meant nothing.
You take a positive from the game, Josh McEachran getting a full 90 minutes in and again produced a good performance for you.
Yeah, on that side I think it's good that he gets minutes and slowly gets fitter as well as Jeremy, but the result is too hard to be thinking too much on the positive, but I agree, Josh is turning himself into a very important player for us. But again, as I said, it's about us to turn ahead into everything that we know that we haven't done well today and have a massive opportunity on Saturday here at home from our fans to put it right.